He was the little boy in the Spider-Man suit, and when William Tyrrell vanished from his foster grandmother's front yard in regional New South Wales in 2014, it triggered one of the biggest abduction investigations in Australia's history. Now police have confirmed that they have new information which has focused their investigation down to three areas in the town of Kendal. After all this time, many may have drawn the conclusion already, yet it has still come with a jolt. Police have confirmed they are looking for William's remains and not a living boy who would now be 10. Rachel Mealy reports.
As the years passed, the hopes of finding William Tyrrell alive faded. Now, a confirmation.
We are looking for the remains of William Tyrrell, there's no doubt about that.
No one has ever been charged over his disappearance or suspected murder. Detective Chief Superintendent Darren Bennett says another search is underway in the regional town where William Tyrrell vanished.
This activity is in response to evidence we've obtained in the course of the investigation. It's not speculative in any way.
He says three locations will be searched and it's expected to take up to 3 weeks.
There'll be a number of strategies used by the police and other agencies to clear ground and go subterranean in a number of locations. So we're anticipating 2 to 3 weeks of work. In that time, there'll be hundreds of police officers and other people engaged.
The searches will concentrate on the thick bushland around William Tyrrell's foster grandmother's house on Benaroon Drive in Kendal, near Port Macquarie in New South Wales. Detective Bennett says new information has emerged, but wouldn't confirm if it's come from a tip-off to police.
There's an investigative review that's been undertaken, which is an ongoing process, but this is also new evidence.
The case has had three lead police investigators in 7 years and is the subject of a coronial inquiry. There have been at least three extensive searches of the Kendal area already carried out, but this time police sound hopeful of a breakthrough.
Oh, we're hopeful that it'll take us a degree towards proving an offence or finding out what happened to William Tyrrell.
Terry Goldsworthy is a former police detective inspector and a criminologist from Bond University.
Look, I think it would be based on very good intelligence or evidence to make that kind of claim that they're looking for remains now, no longer a missing person, because that has implications for the family. So, you know, if you do the search there and you don't find it, you know, where does that leave the family to some degree? I mean, do they still think, oh, he may be alive somewhere?
A number of convicted paedophiles who lived in the area at the time of William Tyrrell's disappearance were interviewed by police. Terry Goldsworthy says one of those people may have provided more information or been investigated further.
Yeah, look, I mean, they had a certain number of persons of interest that featured at the coroner's inquest and that the police have been looking at. So whether it's a matter of additional information has come forward from one of those persons of interest, or alternatively, they've conducted some kind of further investigation and through that have determined more information as the location of the remains. Either of those could be possibilities.
But after 7 years, what remains of William Tyrrell could possibly be found? Terry Goldsworthy says it might be similar to the case of Daniel Morcombe, who was abducted and murdered in 2003.
It would be very reminiscent of the Morcombe investigation there, where they found pieces of clothing, pieces of bone, and were able to determine the identity from that. So, I think it would be in the same kind of condition.
In another development, Channel 10 is reporting the coroner's court has subpoenaed all material, including notes and interviews by investigative journalist Leah Harris, who's produced a podcast called Where's William Tyrrell?
They have asked for a broad range of things relating to the podcast, documents, audio. All of that is encompassed in the subpoena. It seems that they just want to know whatever we know about the case. They want to know whatever we've discovered in researching the podcast, and they want us to hand it all over to them.
Channel 10 journalist Leah Harris, Rachel Mealy with that report.